The story of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe continues to worry diplomats and her friends. She's the British-Iranian woman we've told you about who was arrested in Tehran in 2016. Iran accuses her of spying. She and her family say that's ludicrous. At the time, the British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson made inaccurate comments that were used as evidence against her. For 3 years now, her British husband has campaigned for her release. And this week, Richard Ratcliffe got some news. He had just enough time in a taxi today to update us.
She's been transferred from Evin prison in Tehran, which is where she's been held for the past 3 years, to a mental ward of a public hospital in Tehran. We know that happened because she called to say it was going to happen, and then her father went down to the hospital and got confirmation that she was being held there. But we've not been able to have any access to her. So yesterday, her dad went to try and get access. Today, her mum went to try and get access, and they've been denied. All we know is that she's now held under the control of the Revolutionary Guard. Who are the people that originally arrested her? They're different from the normal prison guards.
You had been pushing for your wife to be moved to a hospital while she was on her hunger strike. Are you happy that that condition has been met?
That's exactly right. We were pushing for her to get medical treatment, and on the face of it, it looks like medical treatment might be being provided. So on Monday, we were very pleased that it's finally happening. And generally, it's a good sign when anything positive happens, could be a step towards, you know, a release. At the same time, the fact that they won't say what treatment she's actually being given and they won't let any of the family go and visit is a much more ominous sign. Because the other thing that happened when she was on hunger strike, she kept being taken by the Revolutionary Guard for interrogation and then threatening that she would need to cooperate with them, she would need to give them something back, she would need to sign some denouncement about the UK government, she would need to sign some sort of confession. And of course, if you're stuck in a psychiatric ward and isolated, goodness knows what's actually happening.
I mean, Iran's Revolutionary Guard is almost always involved in these high-stakes situations. Do you still suspect that Nazanin might be forced into signing a confession, and why?
Well, I was really surprised that was something that she was being pressured to do, because in some ways we're such a high-profile case that you would have thought that was the last thing that would make any sense. But that was explicitly their demand. I'm not sure whether they actually mean the confession for the purposes of persuading anyone, but certainly as a tool of pressure on the person being held, I think it's often used as a tactic.
You've spent a lot of time outside the Iranian embassy in London. You've pushed for the British government to get more involved in your wife's case. What has that been like, trying to stay hopeful for a release, even though you've had disappointments in the past?
3 years we've been campaigning, and there have been plenty of false storms in that time, and it's quite hard to keep energy going. The specifics of being on hunger strike in front of the Iranian embassy was physically quite tough, but emotionally quite an overwhelming experience. We had all sorts of people come down to show solidarity. Lots of British parliamentarians came, but also lots of ordinary British people and British Iranians came down to sort of say, listen, your story is also our story, and please keep going. In terms of keeping hopeful, I think our situation was completely arbitrary when it started, and it will be arbitrary one day when it ends. There was an American green card holder that was released about a month ago. One wouldn't have expected that, given the sort of tensions between the US and Iran, but it happened. So it's important to keep an eye out for the maybe, because one day it will happen.
Given how Boris Johnson really threw a spanner in the works when he expressed his thoughts on your wife's detention, and he's seemingly about to become the new prime minister, any thoughts on him today?
That's right. He obviously is associated with Nazanin's case, was used to justify a second court case against her, and recently wouldn't take responsibility for the negative consequences of his actions. So I think the first job I'll have, if he does indeed become prime minister, is to push very hard that, you know, he takes personal responsibility, and that as prime minister we meet with him and he makes it clear that he wants to solve this case. To be fair, if his competitor Jeremy Hunt becomes prime minister, we'll do the same thing and make it clear that this needs to be top priority for the new government.
Richard Ratcliffe, whose wife Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has been detained in Iran since 2016. Thanks for sharing a few minutes with us.
Thank you.